don't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into this Monday, August 10th, 2026 edition, Your Defending Fathers. Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a great show lined up for you today. Some information mostly coming out of Lansing. MERS News Service reviewed 44 years of primary elections. Nearly 1.5 million Michiganders voted in the Democratic gubernatorial primary Tuesday, driving that party's highest primary turnout as a share of registered voters to be more than they've done in four decades. 1.49 million votes were cast in the Democratic gubernatorial midterm election, compared to 929,172 in the Republican race. This was according to MERS News Service analysis of primary election results, statewide voter registration numbers dating all the way back to 1982. Democratic votes counted for 61.7% of the votes cast in the two-party top ticket primary elections, compared to only 38.3% on the Republican side. Of the 7.36 million registered voters, 20.3% went for the Democrats, 12.62% Republican votes. Combined votes in the two-party system was almost 33% of the state's registered voters. These are the highest figures examined since 1982. And they also reflect the official post-canvassing of the election. The only numbers that are subject to change are potentially coming in by tomorrow, a week after the election, will be certified by the Board of Canvassers at the county level, will be the military and overseas votes. They are allowed 6 days after the election to be counted, which is today. Most canvassers are coming back tomorrow to finish the canvassing. Interesting. What drove, what motivated, what gave so much energy to the Democrats? Well, MERS News Service speculating that the Democrat voters were driven in part by the U.S. Senate race between former Wayne County Health Director Abdul Rahman Mohammed El Sayed and current incumbent U.S. Congresswoman Haley Stevens, Democrat of Birmingham. This garnered considerable national attention and broke the record for the largest amount of spending in a single Democratic U.S. Senate primary in American history. More money spent than any other race ever in our entire country's history. Do you think this Senate seat's important? Absolutely. Short break, word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Andrea Bitley, Bitley Communications, somewhat considered a moderate Republican commentator, said one of her observations ahead of the primary was that Democrats were more angry than we were giving them credit for, pointing to the frustration she had heard from voters who felt Democratic elected officials were not fighting back hard enough against President Donald Trump, and that they were not delivering enough to help their communities. Jessica Newman, Democratic socialist, pointed to El Sayed's wins in Bay City, Warren, Troy, and even the Upper Peninsula. She said El Sayed had roughly attended 520 events statewide, even more than 100 of them outstate, and described his campaign message as being very short and very focused. Quote, and you heard El Sayed say this every time he was on a news show, being interviewed, every time he was at an outdoor rally, the talking points were simple, short, and to the point. Keep it simple, stupid. 3 to 4 words. Money out of politics. Money in your pocket. Medicare for all. These are going to be TV ads. This is going to be mailers. This is going to be everything you see between now and November 3rd. Money out of politics, money in your pocket, Medicare for all. Well, it was kind of interesting because the numbers themselves offer some context to the speculation following Tuesday's elections that perhaps Republicans may have actually crossed over to participate in that Democratic primary to make sure that El Sayed, in fact, did beat Haley Stevens. Why is that? Because the Republicans believed the polls a week or so before the election that came out that said Mike Rogers will beat El Sayed by about 10 to 11 points, 45-55, could even be higher, if he was the candidate. However, Haley Stevens were the candidate. Mike Rogers loses to her in November by 2 to 3 points. Very, very close race, much like, just like the election last time when he lost to Lisa Slutkin in 24, 2 years ago. Haley Stevens, somewhat more of a somewhat left-leaning Democrat, but a moderate compared to El Sayed. Lisa Slutkin, very much a moderate Democrat, left of center, definitely. Totally against Donald Trump, but she beat Rogers only by 19,006 votes. That's it. Now, the main reason they're speculating this crossover happened and why the Republican numbers ended up showing to be so low was because of our primary situation. Michigan does not require voters to register by party, but the primary voters have to choose whether they're going to vote on the Democrat column or the Republican column. And you cannot vote on both sides of the ballot. You can't vote for both parties. Bitley said she believes some crossover voting definitely occurred. Not enough as a large scale to fully explain this Democratic turnout, but I think it definitely played a factor. Also, Billy said Republicans had less drawing this year to the polls, primarily because of the early endorsement of John James by President Trump. Bitly described the Republican gubernatorial contest between Congressman John James and Perry Johnson was largely settled heading into the election day. And also that there was very few competitive Republican congressional primaries. If you look at the overall candidates running, Mike Rogers unopposed, John James endorsed by President Trump, many Republicans felt it wasn't that interesting of a ballot. And it ended up showing in the numbers. We just didn't show up for the primary because actually there wasn't a whole lot of going on. The governor's race was not enough to motivate Republicans to get out and vote, said Bitly. They also believe that some Republicans attempted to influence the Democratic contest, pointing specifically to the Republicans who may have viewed the 7th Congressional District nominee Will Lawrence as an easier matchup for the current Congressman Tom Barrett, Republican from Charlotte, and therefore wanted Lawrence and El Sayed to be the general election opponents for both Barrett and Mike Rogers. Bitly again was asked question on it. Was it really a high number? No, Bitly said, I don't think it was a huge high number, but I think it was enough to definitely change the outcome. In our primary politics, we always have some people that cross over. Also, I'm sure there was probably some Democrats somewhere in the state that decided to cross over and vote for John James because of the polls showing Benson beating him by large numbers. So we'll see where basically this goes based on turnout in November. Now, one of the things the Democrats did in following up the election, they held a Unity Project gathering in Detroit Friday night, packed house, came together to project unity behind their statewide ticket. Especially after the very bruising U.S. Senate primary election. Abdul Rahman Mohammed El Sayed and other nominees made clear they expect Republicans to use race and religion to attack the ticket. El Sayed said that the fight may start with something as basic as his name. Well, what is your name? Well, he pointed to Republican U.S. Senate candidate Mike Rogers, who chooses to call him by his name. Well, Al Sayed said this, quote, "Now, Mike, I just want to remind you, if you don't know how to say my name, keep the name out of your damn mouth," end quote, said El Sayed, taking aim at Rogers' use of his first full name and his middle name, Abdul Rahman Mohammed, claiming that it was negative messaging. Why is it negative messaging? Aren't you proud of your name? You're proud of your religion. You're very proud of the fact that you're an anti-Semite. You hate Israel. You want to wipe them off the face of the earth. You're pro-Palestinian in Gaza. So what's the problem? Abdul Rahman Mohammed, what is your problem? While speaking to more than 1,000 people at Renaissance High School, El Sayed then turned Rogers' own name into an attack, saying it was very fitting because every time President Trump tells him to do something, his first response is Roger. Mike, we need you to rubber stamp this war. We shouldn't be fighting. Roger, El Sayed said. President Trump to Rogers. I need you to lick these boots. Roger. For example, he immediately pointed to the top of the ticket that he would be fighting for families struggling to afford groceries, moms worried about childcare, and folks afraid about what happens if they get sick. Well, the ticket is very interesting. U.S. former Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg pointed to the ticket. Democratic gubernatorial candidate Jocelyn Benson, presumptive Attorney General nominee Ellie Savitt, presumptive Secretary of State nominee Garland Gilchrist, to which the crowd cheered after each name. Well, El Sayed, when speaking, said this, and this is something you have to listen to his talking point. El Sayed said, quote, when they come and ask Jocelyn to cut the education budget, Jocelyn Benson won't back down. When they come and try to take away our civil liberties, Ellie Savitt won't back down. When they come to mess with our elections, Garland Gilchrist won't back down, which the crowd started to give the answer back to him as he started this rant. In closing, he said, when they come for one of us, we need to stand up because we won't back down. The rally kept a week, on which El Sayed narrowly defeated Haley Stevens in the final numbers, folks, 49-47%. Capping off the most expensive primary history elections ever. 49-47. Still did not get 50% of the vote. Bomb the Hour News Break, hour number one. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big